Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. And we go immediately to the pressing news, the positive pressing news from Washington and from the Globe. U.S. added 559,000 jobs. Jobless rate fell in May. This is the Wall Street Journal reporting. May's hiring represents a pickup of the labor market recovery from the pandemic amid signs that businesses struggle to fill job openings. The unemployment rate fell to 5.8%. Gene, a very good evening to you. Struggle. Let's start there. What is that headline? All this positive news, what is that headline trying to achieve by using the word struggle? Good evening to you.
John, it's great to speak with you as well. There are some subtext to what's going on with the jobs. Of course, it's great news that so many jobs were added, although it's actually less than what was predicted. And we still have an unemployment rate of close to 6%. The subtext is what's going on with small businesses. This very same week, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the NFIB, they had their report that came out about jobs in small businesses. And they're reporting that almost half, 48% of small businesses in this country, this is in May, have unfilled job openings, half of small businesses. So with all of the pickups in jobs, that's great. My question was, gee, why wasn't it more than was estimated, not even less? And of course, the reason why is because small businesses in this country who employ more than half of the people in this country and provide more than half of this country's GDP are still very much struggling to fill their open positions because people are still not coming back to work. And it's going to be a continuing issue throughout the summer that we will be hearing about. So, yes, good news that we're adding jobs. That's great. But honestly, considering the strength of the economy right now, John, we should be adding a lot more jobs. And businesses are begging for people. They're not getting them.
The explanation, the last time we talked, speculative explanation for that disappointing jobs number in April and now this better than April number in May. The explanation was, one, the $300 or so extra bonus on the unemployment checks, and two, the schools remain generally shut. I know there are some school districts that announce 1 or 2 days a week, but that still doesn't give you daycare or a way to cover your home, your home front while you go to the office. I have noted, Gene, in talking to correspondents for, say, big phone companies like Verizon, a number of young women with small children are at home working from their homes. So that has made it possible to account for this. But it doesn't remove the possibility that not until the schools open are we going to see a good measure of return to work.
I think you're absolutely right. The schools issue is a big issue. And now stimulus checks is the third reason why. We not only got the stimulus checks from before, but John, the monthly stimulus checks are underway now for people that are taking advantage of the advanced child care credit. So they're getting even more money sent to them by the government to help them stay at home and not come into work. Another thing that's also going on, John, is there's been a lot of confusion over the past couple of weeks regarding masking and safety by the CDC and from the government. And because of that, when I walk around in my city of Philadelphia, I still see, John, today even, almost a third of the people, if not more, 40% of the people, I mean, I kind of, you know, anecdotally look at this, are still wearing masks. Young people that are walking around. Now, there's lots of reasons why people are doing this, and I understand. And I don't want to get into the whole political thing of masks, but what my takeaway when I see this, though, John, is I see there are a lot of people, and again, these are the young people I'm talking about. These are the ones that make up hourly workers at Starbucks and fast food restaurants and independent small business restaurants. I see a lot of these younger people, John, are still very tentative about what's going on. They're not trusting what the government is telling them. They're not sure with the conflicting data and messaging. And they're not really anxious to get back out there and get to work and to work in a busy restaurant or a busy retail store. And I think that's holding them back, you know, workers from really getting, you know, reemerging into the workforce as well. So all of those factors are playing in right now. And you know what, John, I just think we have to give it time. I think that's what the answer is going to be, is time.
Do robots wear masks? There's a Philip K. Dick story that's unwritten. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, warehouses look to robots to fill labor gaps, speed deliveries. Now, Gene, is this a trend or is this the Wall Street Journal being clever on a slow day?
They are not being clever. They are just reporting on a significant trend that's happening around the country. And I keep saying it over and over again on Twitter, John, when people are saying to me, listen, you know, you want to bring the workers back, pay them a fair wage. Well, for the fact of the matter is that for a lot of unskilled workers, a lot of businesses don't see the sense in paying people $15 an hour or even more. And remember, this impacts all of their wages. So what are they doing is they're investing in technologies. And I'm seeing this across the country with my clients and my audience of small business owners. They are investing in the warehouse and the factory in technologies that have significantly come down in price just over the past few years. You can buy robotic arms that do assembly and quality assurance work for just a few thousand dollars. You and I have talked about robotic, you know, arms that do, you know, flipping of hamburgers and making sushi and making coffee. Also, just a few thousand dollars to buy these things. And then there's also vehicles, autonomous vehicles that, again, $5,000, $10,000. You buy one of those and program it, and it moves stuff around a warehouse without an employee having to drive it, you know, at the same time. And I'm seeing my clients, particularly my manufacturing or production clients, this is not some Star Trek conversation. They're buying these things, and they're buying them because, one, they can't find employees to do some of this work, so they're being forced into it. Number two is they see a much bigger return on investment by investing in these machines so that they don't have to hire employees with their higher wages and their demands and higher benefits and increased labor regulations. Businesses are being forced to do what they do, which is to make money. And if they can make more money by investing in technology rather than people where they can, they will, and they are. It's happening all around day, and I'm seeing it client after client.
One place they can hire robots yet is Uber drivers. There's a shortage of Uber drivers across the country. And so, therefore, there are businesses that will not be solved by robotic trends.
And Uber tried. Their initial business model was to have these drivers around, lose money while they built their autonomous vehicles. And all reports that I'm seeing is that these autonomous vehicles, driverless cars, are still many, many years off. It's easier said than done. So now, with the pandemic being what it is, a lot of the drivers themselves are staying at home. And for all the reasons you and I discussed before, which is creating a shortage. So what does Uber do? Well, to entice them back, they need to pay them more. And if they're going to pay them more, they're going to charge more. And so you'll see, John, if you take an Uber or a Lyft ride anytime soon, the cost of doing so will be significantly more than what it was before. And, you know, the wait times themselves are also going up while they address this shortage. Now, I think that's an opportunity for our taxi drivers out there, because it always used to be, take New York City for an example, where the taxi drivers were being schooled by these, you know, by these, you know, car services, and the value of their medallions had decreased a lot. Well, these car services continue to have to maintain higher prices, where it might become more competitive with just the old yellow taxi. We could see a resurgence in some of these taxi services again, as the market, you know, the market in itself will always play out. It will always play out.
Gene, what is the significance of the ISM number for services being at an all-time high? What does that tell us about going forward?
Well, the ISM, or the Institute of Supply Managers, and this is an association of purchasing managers at many companies around the country. And every month, the ISM puts out two very closely watched indexes that a lot of economists pay attention to, but don't get a lot of national attention. It is it's a purchasing index. They ask their members, what are you buying? How much? And what are your plans for the next 30, 60, and 90 days? And that's what the index is. And they divide it up between companies that are in the manufacturing and companies that are in the service industries. Both indexes, manufacturing and services, have shown significant growth. The service management, the people that are in the services industry, their purchasing managers are buying stuff at a clip higher than ever in the history of recording this index, which is more than 20 years old. So it's a sign that businesses have a lot of demand and they're placing a lot of orders out there. Whether or not they can be filled in time or not, that's another question.
There is a new column at The Hill written by Gene Marks about the supply chain troubles, the labor troubles, and how this will translate politically in 22. Please explain, Gene.
I believe it's a growing problem for Republicans, because it is all about timing, John. Your supply chain issues that we have talked about before and are hitting so many companies across the country, those supply chain issues, John, are ultimately going to work themselves out. It's going to take some time to do. Even now, where it took 8 days of waiting to get a port in the port of L.A. for a cargo ship, that is down to 6 days and continues to go down significantly. The New York ports and the Atlantic Coast ports, again, are reducing their waiting times. Ships are going back to China and Asia empty, because they can't wait to get back and fill themselves up with cargo and bring them back to the U.S., more supplies for us. So these issues that we talked about, the supply chain, are going to last throughout the remainder of this year, but they're eventually going to go away, as will labor issues, John. You and I talked about finding workers. Those extra unemployment benefits are going to run out in September. Schools will be back in the fall. Workers will start getting more comfortable going back to work, and these labor issues are ultimately going to work themselves out. And that's a problem for Republicans, John, because right now the Republicans are yelling and screaming about all of the Democratic policies that are causing these issues. Well, by the time these issues start working themselves out, we'll be starting the midterm election year in 2022. And I predict for a lot of businesses, they'll look back on a strong 2021 and an even stronger forecast for 2022. And a lot of these headaches that you and I are talking about will be in the rearview mirror. And I think that will benefit the Democrats in the midterms. So we'll see.
Gene Marks, writing at The Hill. He writes for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, on small businesses. When we come back, not all small businesses succeed. And how you fail teaches you for the next time, especially failing about ice cream. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.